Ezekiel, chapter 43. Afterward he brought me to the gate, even the gate that looks toward the east. And, look, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east, and his voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shined with his glory. And it was according to the appearance of the vision which I saw, even according to the vision that I saw when I came to destroy the city, and the visions were like the vision that I saw by the river Chebar, and I fell on my face. And the glory of Yahweh came into the house by the way of the gate whose prospect is toward the east. And the Spirit took me up, and brought me into the inner court, and, look, the glory of Yahweh filled the house. And I heard one speaking to me out of the house, and a man stood by me. And he said to me, Son of man, as for the place of my throne, and as for the place of the soles of my feet, they will be where I will stay in the midst of the sons of Israel forever. And the house of Israel will no more defile my holy name, neither they, nor their kings, by their prostitution, and by the dead bodies of their kings in their high places. In their setting of their threshold by my threshold, and their doorpost beside my doorpost, and there was but the wall between me and them, and they have defiled my holy name by the disgusting behaviors that they have done, therefore I have consumed them in my anger. Now let them put away their prostitution, and the dead bodies of their kings, far from me, and I will stay in the midst of them forever. You, son of man, show the house to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. And if they are ashamed of all that they have done, make known to them the form of the house, and its fashion, and its egresses, and its entrances, and all its forms, and all its ordinances, and all its forms, and all its laws, and write it in their sight, that they may keep its whole form, and all its ordinances, and do them. This is the law of the house: on the top of the mountain the whole limit of it round about will be most holy. Look, this is the law of the house. And these are the measures of the altar by cubits: the cubit is a cubit and a handbreadth, and a whole of one cubit and the width a cubit, and its border by its edge round about a span, and this will be the base of the altar. And from the bottom on the ground to the lower ledge will be 2 cubits, and the width 1 cubit, and from the lesser ledge to the greater ledge will be 4 cubits, and the width a cubit. And the upper altar will be 4 cubits, and from the altar hearth and upward there will be 4 horns. And the altar hearth will be 12 cubits long by 12 broad, square in its 4 sides. And the ledge will be 14 cubits long by 14 broad in its 4 sides, and the border about it will be 1/2 cubit, and its bottom will be 1 cubit round about, and its steps will look toward the east. And he said to me, Son of man, thus says the sovereign Yahweh, these are the ordinances of the altar in the day when they will make it, to offer burnt offerings on it, and to sprinkle blood on it. You will give to the priests the Levites who are of the seed of Zadok, who are near to me, to minister to me, says the sovereign Yahweh, a young bull for a sin offering. And you will take of its blood, and put it on the 4 horns of it, and on the 4 corners of the ledge, and on the border round about, thus you will cleanse it and make atonement for it. You will also take the bull of the sin offering, and it will be burned in the appointed place of the house, outside the sanctuary. And on the 2nd day you will offer a he-goat without blemish for a sin offering, and they will cleanse the altar, as they cleansed it with the bull. When you have made an end of cleansing it, you will offer a young bull without blemish, and a ram out of the flock without blemish. And you will bring them near before Yahweh, and the priests will cast salt on them, and they will offer them up for a burnt offering to Yahweh. 7 days you will prepare every day a goat for a sin offering, they will also prepare a young bull, and a ram out of the flock, without blemish. 7 days they will make atonement for the altar and purify it, so they will consecrate it. And when they have accomplished the days, it will be that on the 8th day, and forward, the priests will make your burnt offerings on the altar, and your peace offerings, and I will accept you, says the sovereign Yahweh.